Indiana lawmakers are busy at work at the State House and are considering a number of bills that may impact education and youth in the state. Jill Sheridan sat down with government reporter Caroline Beck, who has been watching as legislation moves through the State House.
So, Caroline, lawmakers are back at the State House and they're considering a number of issues and bills that have to do with education and youth in the state of Indiana. What stands out to you as one or two of the measures that may really have an impact this session?
So lawmakers are really taking up a number of bills that are really tackling cell phones in schools and just overall children's use of technology inside and outside of schools. So there's one that would do a bell-to-bell ban of cell phones in schools, which has pretty wide support among a lot of different school groups. There's other bills considering, you know, what controls parents can have on the school-supplied devices once they do come back home from school. And then there's another one that's in a big priority bill for Secretary of Education Katie Jenner that is a social media ban for young children. And there are some exceptions where adolescents can have some social media accounts if their parents sign off on it. But for the most part, they really want to crack down on social media and technology in general and what kids have in front of their faces every day. They, you know, obviously want to do that for school performance and they want to improve school performance. But yeah, that's a big issue that I think a lot of parents will see as like an immediate effect in their school life and their everyday life. There are some other bills, though, that have come up as a priority. Like there's a bill that would allow outside ABA therapists into schools now. There's been some problems that folks have said where therapists that aren't employed by the schools aren't necessarily being given access. So now they're kind of wanting to give that more of an opportunity for a child's unique therapist to come and help them with the transition to get back into schools from being at a center. There's also another measure that would allow the state to participate in President Trump's school choice tax credit program, which was laid out under the One Big Beautiful Bill that allows Indiana residents to donate to those SGOs or scholarship granting organizations. And then those folks could get up to $1,700 in tax credit that then can be used towards schooling and mostly private schools. And then there was another bill that got a good amount of heat from Senator Linda Rogers about changing the South Bend School Board to, instead of being voted on by the public, being a state-appointed board. But Linda Rogers has since rescinded that, and she said it's not the right time to tackle that kind of bill. So.
And so I know other legislation that's been in the works now for a while deals with Indianapolis public schools. Mayor Joe Hogsett led a group that devised IPS district and charter schools in the city to share resources. Mm-hmm. And there's legislation based off of, you know, this ongoing issue now. What's really at the core of that bill?
Yeah. So at the core of that situation is, you know, an understanding amongst, you know, school city leaders in the city and IPS district is that there is really just a fracturing of resources happening. We've got too few of students to fill the amount of schools that we have currently. And so that means, you know, some families and students are missing out on having a bus every day to school or having different class opportunities in their buildings. So they kind of, you know, wanted to come together to better understand how they can share all of these resources amongst all of our schools, because it is a very complicated landscape. So the bill that's being put forward is creating a new municipal corporation, a new authority that would be created of 9-member board that is mostly appointed by the mayor. And, you know, they are going to set up a plan to share a transportation system amongst all of the charter schools, IPS schools. They're going to share a performance framework that's going to then judge all of the schools and decide, you know, what school gets to stay open and which has to close. And this is hopefully going to improve, you know, everybody's performance and enable more of an equitable share of resources amongst everybody. But there has been quite a loud pushback from IPS-supported families who are saying that by appointing this appointed board, that they are then taking away a lot of their democratic, you know, votes and their democratic rights to have a decision and a real voice in their children's schools. But charter charter school leaders and charter school families certainly see this as a win. I think they also, you know, still have some problems with the bill that they want to see tweaked. Like some have said, they are concerned about giving the mayor too much power in appointing this board. But overall, I think they are seeing this as a win, and it'll for sure change the landscape from here on out for IPS.
I know. Yeah. Many people are very, very passionate about that issue. So we'll be following that. And I know you've also covered legislation that influences what children are eating at school lunches. So what is this proposal to?
Yeah, that proposal is, you know, coming off the backs of, you know, Governor Mike Braun's, you know, wanting to participate in Trump's Make America Healthy Again campaign. And, you know, we've seen different discussions about what people should be able to access in terms of like SNAP and what kind of food they can have. So this is kind of a continuation of that. And they want to essentially ban ultra processed foods from being served in school lunches and during the school day. They don't specifically list, you know, what kind of food they can serve in the bill, but they do have like a list of ingredients that are often found in ultra processed food. So they want to make sure that kids just don't have access to that. And there are a few stipulations in there, though, that says like for after school events, like athletic events or fundraisers, they can still sell those ultra processed foods and those snacks. So you'll still be able to get your popcorn at the sporting events.
I know some people will be relieved.
Yeah.
And also, you know, this session we've seen removing requirements for state local schools as well as for many other issues as well. It's been a focus for Republicans. What changes are being proposed right now at the State House that would impact schools in that way?
Yeah. So the House Education Chair, Representative Bob Boehning, he has had a priority for a few years now of deregulating the education code in Indiana. You know, a lot of people point to it's like one of the massive, like largest codes that we have. And essentially what he is proposing is this bill that would kind of deregulate a lot of duplicative language in the bill. He wants to delete all of that. He wants to take out maybe the specific grants or things that are no longer even used in the state. And he said it's going to delete around 21,000 words in this policy. There was a bit of a concern when this bill was initially come up about deleting language around having AED devices in schools, which was something, you know, they passed last year and people were very passionate about. But now that's been fixed and that language is still in there. So schools will still have to have these devices to make sure that kids are, you know, safe when, you know, at sporting events or at other activities. But it's the language they fixed is meant to reduce the cost burden on schools. So, yeah, I think so far that language or that bill will still be fixed and tweaked as it moves through. But it's a big priority for the Republicans.
Yeah. Well, I know there's a number of other issues that you'll be watching. And thank you so much for keeping your eye on these important issues as we move through the state legislature.
Yes. And thank you.